The Rosemary Becky campaign for Congress in District 7 raised $387,000 by the October 15 filing deadline. That pales in comparison to the roughly $1 million war chest of State Senator Thomas H. Kean Jr., the other Republican looking to challenge Democrat Tom Malinowski next year. Still, it's a respectable figure for a candidate with much less name recognition than the son of a former governor. But if Bill Paleitucci, who represents New Jersey on the National Republican Committee, has his way, Becky won't be getting any more campaign checks. An email from Paleitucci making the rounds in Republican circles urges folks to forget about donating to, or raising money for, Becky. It says that if people really want to help the state party or leader, John Bramnick, they wouldn't be wasting money contributing to Rosemary's doomed 2020 campaign. A Washington, D.C. lawyer/lobbyist is a terrible message for us in CD7 next year. It adds that such luminaries as Chris Christie, Bob Huggin, Bramnick, National Committee Woman Ginny Haynes, and all the county chairs and nearly every GOP official in CD7 have already endorsed Senator Kean. Paleitucci, a longtime Christie associate, refers all who are interested to a 2018 article by Politico identifying Becky as a tax policy lobbyist with the Washington, D.C. firm of Brownstein Hyatt Farber, Schreck. Closer to home, Becky oversees Jersey First, a public interest group dedicated to making New Jersey more affordable. Paleitucci said he often gets involved in primaries, but not against the current Republican leader of the state Senate. Responding to all this, Becky said, "I am the right candidate," and she expressed surprise Paleitucci feels the need to bully her prospective supporters.